USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A man accused of stabbing novelist Salman Rushdie at a lecture series in southwestern New York was charged with attempted murder and assault, authorities said Saturday. Hadi Matar from Fairview, New Jersey, jumped onto the stage at the Chautauqua Institution on Friday and attacked Mr. Rushdie moments after the author was introduced to the audience. Mr. Matar, 24, pled not guilty to second-degree attempted murder and is being held without bail. A fundraiser for the families of 10 people killed in a house fire in Pennsylvania is now a mass casualty scene.
Tragedy at a local fundraiser aimed at helping family members of another horrible tragedy. A car plowed into a crowd in Berwick this evening, resulting in mass casualties. A crowd that had gathered to support victims of last week's fire in Nescopeck, which killed 10 people.
This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The House Democrats' top investigators on Saturday asked the Director of National Intelligence to conduct a review and damage assessment of the boxes of highly classified information seized by the FBI this week from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The letter was sent to National Intelligence Director April Haynes by House Oversight Chairwoman Carolyn B. Maloney, Democrat from New York, and House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman Adam B. Schiff, Democrat of California, and cites the search warrant cataloging the classified documents of various levels of sensitivity found at Mar-a-Lago. The Southern Baptist Convention, the second largest faith group in the country, said Friday that the Justice Department is investigating multiple arms of the denomination following an internal report that showed mishandling of sexual abuse cases. The report concluded the sex abuse survivors were often ignored, minimized, and even vilified. This is USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
It's 2022 AD, and we're using the words polio again.
Health officials are urging people in New York City to be proactive after polio was found in wastewater samples. The disease was largely eradicated in the United States, but now it's believed to be circulating in the Big Apple once again. Dr. Mary Leahy, CEO of the Bonsecours Charity Health System, told CBS News that people need to take steps to make sure that it doesn't spread.
If we can go back to having very, very high standards with regard to making sure that people are vaccinated, making sure that the immunization rates are better, that's our best method of protection.
The overall polio vaccination rate in New York is 86% among children 5 and under. Officials are concerned about some city zip codes where fewer than 2/3 of kids have received the polio vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A woman suffering a diabetic emergency got double the help from twin sisters with life-saving skills who happened to be on the same Boston to Florida flight. Firefighter Lindsay Byrne of Wayland, Massachusetts, is also a paramedic, and her sister, Nurse Nicole Kelly of Leahy Hospital and Medical Center in Burlington, Mass., were on a trip to visit their parents August 1st when a woman was found unresponsive in one of the plane's bathrooms.
There wasn't, like, a lot of having to discuss what we were doing or any, I guess, conflict. Like, I didn't have one idea and she didn't have another. It was more of we were on the same page.
This is USA Radio News.